Desmond Thornton joins us here. Tennessee Tigers class of 1991 was on the 1990 team that went 9-1 the regular season and lost in the first round to Hanley. Desmond, good to talk to you.
Yes, sir, man. Thanks for the opportunity. It was definitely an honor to be a Tennessee Tiger. We had a great time, great year. Got to meet some great people and still in contact with all those. But that 1990 football season leading up to our senior year in 91 was totally phenomenal. We had at every position, we pretty much had a backup, whether offensive, defense, and that was very rare. We weren't big in stature, but definitely in strength. So we really appreciate Coach Weaver and Coach Stewart and Coach McDaniel and all those guys for definitely coaching us and helping us, man, just, get ourselves together for that season.
You're a receiver on this team. You played football and baseball with Jonathan Rivers. He was a pitcher in baseball, and he was a quarterback on the football field. Talk about him.
Oh, man, Jonathan was just unbelievable. He was younger than we were. I think he was a class under us, and graduated in 92. But to watch Jonathan progress over the years, man, as a little leaguer, a lot of people remember him in that town. Man, he was popping mitts left and right. I mean, Jonathan Rivers was a big kid at the age of 9, 10, 11. You know, he scared a lot of people in the All-Stars in the regular season. But Jonathan was just phenomenal to work with. I mean, you know, his speed, his poise, he could see the field. And the receivers were, I think, Bernard Hutchinson and I. And then you had tight end, you had Perez Hicks and God rest his soul. And also Reggie Purdom. God bless and rest both of them. But it was just awesome. And Jonathan was just so talented on the baseball field as well as the football field. And when it came time to play, he was would go down probably one of the greatest quarterbacks that Tyler High ever seen with speed and had an arm, flat-footed, could probably throw 70-plus yards. He was just a joy to work with. We had a great year that year, man. I think we ended up losing two games that whole year. Is that what you have on record?
That's what I got, 9-1 regular season.
9-2?
Yeah, 9-2 with a loss in the first round to Hanley, which was a nemesis of ours back then.
Yes, it was. And Hanley, I tell you, man, it's just we couldn't knock them out off the charts for nothing, man. But yeah, that was a great year, Mike, and it was unbelievable. The Stanhope Elmore, yeah, they had some great players, and oh man, it was just the rivalries, eclectic, and then Real Town. Oh my goodness, man, I hear that rivalry's coming back. It's phenomenal, man. The adrenaline flowed throughout every year. We even played a team in Mobile, and we were just looking to do big things that year, but unfortunately we didn't make it past Hanley, but definitely. And every year homecoming is so memorable.
The Real Town game was a 14-7 win. Talk about that victory in Tennessee.
Yes, sir. That was your senior year hosting a rivalry game to Real Town, and you know that was just a rivalry. I mean, I've watched some of the videos some people put together about that game. Real Town, it was just pumped all week long. You know, we got along well. One side of the bridge you had Tallahassee, the other side of the river you had Real Town, and it was just when those two got together, you just knew that all the friendships were kind of put under the rug or put to the side for at least that weekend, because bragging rights for the next 12 months went to one school or the other. But we pulled up it was a tough one. I'll never forget that game. I think it was Chris Mays and I had a few words there and ended up getting put on the sideline for a little while with that game. But I tell you, Jonathan, and along with Damian Carr and John Barrett and Bernard Hutchinson and all those guys pulled it together, Darren Taylor, and man, we worked hard. Greg Rogers, Tyler Hill, Craig Ball, I can go on and on. And it was just a team effort, man. And I tell you, a 7-point win over 2A school. Now, we were 4A, but they could hang in there with anybody. But that was a great, great, great rivalry, man. They won the greatest of all time.
It was an interesting stretch of games there. You got Stanhope. It's always been a team that's been a good rival. Elmore County, then Real Town, then Lynette, been playing them for years. It was just one game after another, big-time games for you guys.
Yes, it was. It was a schedule that was not taken lightly. And again, I give credit to Coach Weaver, Coach Stewart, Coach Mack, and all those guys, man, just pulling it together. You know, when it came time, they were – what I love about them, they were so close-knit with us and all about the academics and then the sports. And when it comes time to play, you best believe there's some nights we didn't want to be out there as late as we were. But hey, when it came time to play, and at the time when I was playing, they were called area games. And I don't know if they changed the terminology.
Yeah, region.
But those area games were, okay, region, okay. It was awesome, man. You had to be ready to win those area games in order to advance to the next level, which were the playoffs. So we were, man, it's just look at that schedule, just like you gave to us just now. It's just, wow, how do we do it?
The main reason I brought you on is you're part of one of the most fascinating, I guess, wild, incomprehensible finishes that I've ever seen in a Tennessee football game, a game that, you know, when we look back on it, probably should have never happened. And we don't talk a whole lot about it these days, but I remember being there as a college student, but we came back and I helped call the game. And it's that game you referenced. I guess it was the homecoming game that year. Is that right? Versus Greensboro. That was a homecoming opponent.
Yes, that's correct. Yep. 1990 senior season. Yes.
So we go back to that date, November the 2nd. Greensboro was a good football team. As a matter of fact, they went to the second round of the playoffs and were beaten by Hanley just as we were. And looked like they were on their way to the victory. Tennessee's losing the game 17-14 late. And this is one of those situations where a team has the football and all they've got to do is run out the clock. So I kind of want you to take it from there. In the final minutes of the game, Greensboro's got the football and the lead on their way to the victory.
Yes, I remember it. It's amazing. That's 20-something years ago. I'm telling my age, but it was
30 now.
I remember on the sideline. Yes, sir. I remember Coach Stewart was a receivers coach, and Coach Reaver, of course, was the head coach. And I never forget it. They say, just be ready, be ready. Just be ready, be ready. Anything can happen. And before you knew it, Darren Taylor stripped the running back of the ball in the fourth quarter, and I think it was under a couple of minutes to play, and we end up getting the ball. And all throughout the game, the first quarter or so, I couldn't catch a pass if you'd have handed it to me with stickers on. It was just unbelievable what was going on. They were putting it on me, but thank God for the teammates, man. They were so encouraging. Hey, you got this. You gotta catch it. You gotta get it. And lo and behold, they looked at me and said, "Dez, you gonna catch this one?" And I never forget. I said, "Yes, sir. I got it. I got this one. If you throw it to me, coach." And he called it. I think it was 213Z, if I'm not mistaken. It was a Z route to the corner of the end zone. Down on the end where Zach C is now. And man, Jonathan Fakey hit me on the helmet and said, "Catch the doggone ball, man! Catch the ball!" And that was it, man. That ball snapped, and he threw it down there, and I never forget it. I dove and caught it, or slid and caught it, and the crowd went wild. And I'll never forget Mr. Johnson, who was the principal at that time. He was one of the first ones to meet me along with the team. And I'll never forget that day, man. It was awesome.
And I think you've got an article from the Tennessee Tribune that you can read to us now with that breakdown.
Yeah, Tennessee 21, Greensboro 17. It says Greensboro was out to a 14-0 lead with a pair of touchdowns in the second period. 3-yard run by Michael Anderson run after Tallahassee fumble, which was returned 40 yards by LaFabian Ward, one of the great running backs, to the THS 4 and 53-yard pass from Tyrone Peterson to Emmanuel Crone. And they scored, but Tallahassee tied things up with two touchdowns of their own in the third quarter on a 1-yard run by Rivers, Jonathan Rivers, who we were talking about, which was set up by a 24-yard run pass, and I didn't realize this, to Desmond Thorne, and a 3-yard burst by John Barrett. That's amazing.
So you set up that touchdown, yeah.
Yes, I set up that touchdown. Didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
And a 3-yard burst by John Barrett. And Reggie Purter, a 45-yard pass in an interception return set up John Barrett's score. It just went on to say, but Jonathan Rivers threw a 6-yard pass to Desmond Thornton with 37 seconds left in the game, leading the Tennessee Tigers to a 21-17 victory over the Greensboro Raiders Friday night. Hmm. That's unbelievable.
That
37
is.
Seconds. The Tigers were improved 8-1, got in position to win the game when Darren Taylor recovered a fumble on the Greensboro 10. That's what it was. Wow.
I thought that if they had taken a knee, that they could have just run out the clock. They didn't need a first down. I pretty much remember that. I mean, I remember calling the game. So it seems like that was one of those deals where why would they be trying to move it? And I remember people saying, well, the kid was fighting for yardage when it really didn't matter. You know, but
yes.
Big play by Darren Taylor there, obviously.
He was in the right place at the right time, and that was awesome.
A lot of us dream about that, playing in the backyard to have a play like that, you know, where they're counting it down on the clock, you know, with the final drive, hit me on this pass, and I'm going to score a touchdown for the win. You got to live it in a real game. So, I mean, you say you'll never forget it. There's no doubt about that. How does that rank up there with – I know there are a lot of other things bigger than sports, but to you, in your life, think about it, you know, that you had that great moment in time.
Yes, I mean, it's something that you tell your children, and when they hear it, they're like, come on, Dad, come on, seriously. And then when you show them the article, I mean, your name is there and highlighted and sitting right next to Jonathan Rivers and Reggie Purdy and John Barrett and some of the others, it's unbelievable. Couldn't catch a cold in that game, per se, and all of a sudden the team believed in me and blocked and did what they needed to do, Terran Hayden, Kevin Jordan, Tyler Hill, all those guys, Ray Ballou, and man, that's amazing, man. You got wow, that's a good memory. I guess the Ginkgo Biloba kicking in, huh? but it's just, man, I mean, 6 seconds left. You see it on television, but to actually have lived it, man, it was something. I'll never forget that.
Well, Desmond, it's great to go back and relive some of the best games and biggest moments, and that was one of the biggest finishes, and again, one we thought that was already on the L column. I guess that's where you say, wait till that fat lady sings, and she wasn't quite tuned up yet that night.
That's right. That's awesome, man. And thank you so much for the opportunity to come on and share. It's just appreciate all you do in the area of sports and in broadcasting. So thanks so much, Mike. It's always been a pleasure, man.
Desmond Thornton, Tennessee Tigers, class of 91, talking about the 1990 Greensboro victory. Tennessee won it 21-17.